إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. الحمد لله, we arrived in the UK this morning. Very comfortable journey, mashallah. As usual, absolutely, alhamdulillah, very easy immigration, customs, everything took off just a few minutes. But as I was standing in the immigration line, I was thinking to myself that in this dunya, alhamdulillah, I do a lot of international travel, and bismillahi ta'ala, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many years of international travel in the West, the East, all over the place, down under, we have never been stopped, we've never been questioned, we've never been called aside. There's absolutely nothing. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything so easy. Yet, when we stand in that line, there's always a twinge of anxiety about what's going to happen. We're there with a confirmed visa and the passport. Alhamdulillah, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's perhaps a sign of the weakness of my iman that there is even any anxiety. But the fact is that there is anxiety. What I'm saying is that what will happen on the day of judgment then? Here, this is the dunya. We have all kinds of fallbacks and all kinds of alternatives. But when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen then? What about the immigration to Jannah? What about the visa into Jannah? What about the immigration that we have to pass through and before we reach the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that if we want success, whether it's in this dunya or the akhirah, we have to get real with ourselves. We can't live in a state of fantasy, of delusion, and expect to get anything out of life. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in the dunya, and it doesn't work in the akhirah. So we have to get real with ourselves and say, what is it that I need to do in order to be able to gain success with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to be able to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because in the end, that's the only thing which matters, whether that immigration agent who is looking at our passports when we land, whether that immigration agent will stamp the passport and say, fine, you know, you can go in. Now, this is where the crux of the matter lies. And that's why I think it's very important for us to be very clear in our minds and to ensure that we do the right thing and we prepare. Just as for this journey, we prepare, for years and months, and we invest and we pay fees and so on and so forth. But for that journey, subhanAllah, for that journey, what is the preparation? I ask myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him. I don't think we need to talk at great length about these things. These are more than clear. It's a matter of just remembering them and ensuring that we don't fall into the trap of ghaflat, that we make sure that we remember these things at the right time, and that we do what needs to be done. Like anything else, this is a world of cause and effect. This is a world of work. This is a world of measurement of results. And all of these we talk about and we understand in the context of our businesses, in the context of the corporate world. But when it comes to the context of dunya, of the deen, we think that, we believe in magic, so to speak, that we think that things will happen without having to work for it. We just wave a wand and some, good deeds will suddenly emerge out of the woodwork. They won't. We have to actually make choices. Some of these choices are tough. And they're not tough because they are tough in themselves. How can choosing Jannah be tough? How can choosing the pleasure of Allah be tough? These choices are tough because we have fed our nufus, and we have fed our nafs, and we have fed our desires to such an extent that nafs now has become huge and massive and very powerful. And that's why it prevents us from doing what we know we should do. So the choices are not tough at all. People say, well, I'm struggling to be a Muslim. What is a struggle? You want to struggle to go into Jannah? What struggle is that? The issue is it's a struggle because we have, we have caused it like that. We have made ourselves into disobedient people. May Allah forgive us. And that is why it's a struggle, not because it's a struggle in itself. As I said, how much, it's a no-brainer to say that that I am doing something for the benefit of myself. After all, who benefits if you go into Jannah? It's ourselves. But we have to understand this, and we have to make the choices, and we have to say to ourselves very clearly that this is why I'm here, this is what I'm here to do. So very, very clearly, I think we need to live in the world of reality, get real with ourselves, and inshallah do what needs to be done. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to make the choices that are beneficial for us and save us from those which are not. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك الرحمن الرحيم.